I love being a priest. I love it very, very much, and for lots of different reasons. Firstly, primarily, of course, the celebration of the sacraments, and above all, the celebration of the Eucharist. But I also love a good baptism, especially when the baby is like really squirmy and making the parents nervous. It's really great. I love being a priest. But there's an aspect of the priesthood that I really love that people don't talk about. You get to have just the wildest interactions with people. And people will just say stuff to you and treat you in ways that they wouldn't say to anyone else in the world, treat you in ways they would not treat anyone else. Because what I've discovered over the course of 5 years is that the priest isn't a human. He doesn't belong in that category in most people's minds. One of my favorite examples of this was when I was assigned to Gettysburg. I was at Gettysburg College and St. Francis Xavier in Gettysburg, on the exact opposite end of the diocese from where we are now. And there's a diner near the church that I would celebrate Mass in the morning, and I'd go to the diner, have breakfast, and then walk to the college campus and spend time with my students. I like to go there a lot. One day I was sitting there in the booth just eating breakfast by myself, reading the news, and this woman just sits in the booth across from me. Did not say good morning, didn't ask if she could, she just did it. She starts talking to me. She had just gotten back from the hospital. She had an early morning meeting at the hospital, appointment at the hospital, and she had been told that the tumor that the doctors had found a while ago, the test came back, it's benign. And she's going to be okay. And she just wanted to tell somebody that. She just wanted to say that out loud. And she didn't feel the need to ask if she could tell me something, didn't feel the need to ask permission to sit with me, because again, I'm not a human being. I'm a priest, which is different. I'm not a person. That's a wonderful example. I have lots of less wonderful examples. People don't really treat me like a person sometimes. At first, it freaked me out. Now it's just kind of funny. That people will just say wild things to me, or just accidentally divulge really embarrassing things about themselves without really even thinking about it. Different example, this past week and then Monday and Tuesday of this week coming is orientation for new students at Bloomsburg University, which for some reason, if anyone can demystify this for me, they do orientation for incoming freshmen a month and a half before school starts. If you have any information as to why that is, I've not been able to find anything. It doesn't make any sense, but whatever. And so we've been having these tabling events in one of the buildings on campus to like meet incoming freshmen. So we're there with like the counseling office and alumni association and stuff like that. I don't know how the Newman Associates got invited to that, but I'm not upset about it. I'm just happy to be there. And some of our students will come in and stand at the table with me, like meet the incoming freshmen, talk to them, talk to their families, introduce themselves. It's been really positive. It's been mostly really positive. But I'm there, I'm a priest, obviously. And the students who come with me to this start to get just a little bit of that not being a human. Me being there kind of rubs off on them. And some of them got to have that first taste of not really being a human, but being something else in the minds of the people who walk by. One curious moment, a guy came over and stood by our table for a second. He just said, "Can I just stand here? I need to kind of get away from the crowd." If your mind is working, you might wonder how standing by our table gets him away from the crowd. I said, "Yeah, sure, come on over. We've created a bubble around ourselves." And he was standing next to a life-size cardboard cutout of Pope Leo. And he looks around. He's like, "Yeah, you have, there's like a perfect semicircle around the table. that people will like scoot through crowds to avoid coming near this one table. What's going on? I just said, it's okay, it happens all the time. Every time we do an event like this. People will walk by, will see the life-size cardboard cutout of the Pope Leo, see a priest standing there, there's like rosaries and stuff on the table, and they'll look at it like, what could this possibly be? And then there's this little sign that says, Loser University Catholic Campus Ministry, and then they'll visibly recoil and walk around. One of my students, who was with me, really, really sweet young lady, there was a family walking by, she just said, good morning, welcome to BU. And they said, we're Lutheran, and kept walking. And she looked at me like she was shocked. I said, are you okay? That was weird. Are you okay? And we looked at each other, we just started laughing. Because we weren't human. We were there representing Christ and his church. We weren't human beings. We weren't people. She was having one of her first tastes of being the church to someone. Our Lord says, whoever receives you receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. As I personally, me, go about the world, this has been inscribed on my heart, largely because I wear a uniform. I don't have the option of going about my life without representing the church. Praise be Jesus Christ. The church demands that her priests wear a uniform. Whenever I go out in the world, I try very hard not to leave the house without wearing my collar. And if I'm about to, I always ask myself, why? Do I have a good reason right now to go out in the world not wearing my collar? If I go to the gym, okay, that's one thing. But if I'm just going to the grocery store and I don't want to be bothered, that's not really up to me. I wear my uniform so that everybody knows that I'm a priest, that I'm here representing Christ and his church. When we go out in the world, are we making a similar decision? When we leave the house, do we ask ourselves, when I'm going out today, am I representing just myself? Just being myself, my anonymous self? Or am I willing to be a representative of Christ on earth? Am I willing to be a representative of his holy church? And am I willing to be treated as a representative of Christ? Am I willing to be treated as a representative of his church with all the good and the evil that comes with that? Two things, brothers and sisters, that I ask us all to remember. One, whenever we go out in the world, we are representatives of Christ and his church. We have been baptized into the body of Christ. We don't have a choice. I wear my baptism outwardly because the church demands that I do. I have a uniform. When we go out in the world, we are representatives of Christ and his church. Although often we choose to keep that representation silent so that we don't have to bear the burden of that responsibility. Secondly, our Lord says, whoever receives a prophet because he's a prophet will receive a prophet's reward, and whoever receives a righteous man because he is a righteous man will receive a righteous man's reward. When we meet another Christian on the way, when we meet someone who is representing Christ and his church and doing it loudly, and doing it visibly, do we receive him or reject him? Do we encourage him, or do we tell him to be silent? You're making it hard on the rest of us. We must go out into the world as the thing that we truly are, that is, members of the body of Christ. And when we meet other members of that body, We must welcome them joyfully into our lives, because they are members of that same body. Be fearless in your representation of Christ and His Holy Church. Know that in lots of ways, people will stop seeing you as a human, stop seeing you as a person. And know from my experience, please, that in a lot of ways, that's a lot of fun. It's hard and awkward and difficult and might make you angry sometimes. I have a bad habit of getting pulled into arguments with people. They want to fight me on stuff. Happens a lot. And I'm a sucker, so I get into it immediately. Know that it's difficult, but joyful. And so, so good. And absolutely 100% worth it in every moment. Our Lord says to us, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you will not surely lose your reward." Be fearless. Be welcoming, be joyful, and know that the Lord is with us, and we are His representatives here on earth.